but I know that I'll be happier, and I know you will too. Said I know that I'll be happier, and I know you will too.
Responsible from WMFO in Medford.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the chocolate room. Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three. Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin. Traveling in the world of my creation, what we'll see will defy explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it, want to change the world, there's nothing to it. No life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. Simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it. Want to change the world. There's nothing to it. There is no life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly.
We'll be right back. try something while we listen to music.
Mic check. I need my levels a little higher.
Hello. Okay, we are back. Okay, so we are going to do a little game. Right, you don't know what a Choose Your Own Adventure is, right, Truett?
No.
Also, I'm Chris, and this is Truett.
Hello.
All right, so, Truett, a Choose Your Own Adventure is one of those games where it's like you... It's a game.
It is a game. I don't know one of those games, you remember? I don't understand the process.
Okay, so it is like a game where it's kind of like a book where it's like you're reading and it's like you're walking down a path. Do you go left or do you go right?
Right.
And then if you go right, you go to like page like.
Oh,
410.
Yeah. We had a Goosebumps book like this.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, there was... Okay, wait. Funny story. There was actually this section in it where there was a challenge and you had to actually try it. Where you take two pencils and you close your eye and you try and like poke the points together. And I was in first grade and I tried that, but I missed and the pencil lead actually went into my arm.
Talking to the microphone, love.
And it's still there.
There we go. Wait, there's pencil head in your eye?
Hence my story.
Ooh.
To everyone, if y'all missed that, I stabbed myself with a pencil on a Choose Your Adventure, so I have some memories of these.
You're very qualified to discuss this issue.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we have a couple. So the top five story games by rating: Dead Man Walking, which is a zombie survival one.
Okay.
There's Eternal. There's The Order of the Midnight Sun. There's The Price of Freedom. And I don't know what that is. And then there's Necromancer.
Okay, so I think we should do the zombie survival one, but I think you should cue up the good, the bad, and the ugly theme.
Okay. What is the good, the bad, and the ugly theme?
Let me look up the song itself, but it's fantastic.
Oh, by Enrico Maricon?
It's Spanish, so it should be Ennio Morricone?
What?
Ennio Morricone?
Yeah.
See.
The like first one?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
If it says theme, I believe.
Okay. That is in the queue. Okay.
Mic check, so. Mic check.
Dead Man Walking.
When it's all too late. When
oh my god, it's singing so slow. That's the wrong one. And I'm changing. Oh, okay, I got it. I'm afraid I'm gonna get a virus.
That's okay.
Okay.
You've earned it.
Okay, so, can you survive the zombie apocalypse? While challenging, it is not as hard as the movies would, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so your goal is you have to survive.
Okay. I can try.
Style. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, so there's three sections. The first section is the shortest and involves escaping the subway tunnels. The second section involves moving around within the city and escaping.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third section involves moving through the suburbs to find and save your family. Your objective is to get
Mike
the
check.
Best ending. Why do you keep saying mic check?
Mic check?
I can hear you fine.
I'm just checking.
Okay. Also, if it's not loud enough, you can use a little dial on the side. Yeah.
Mic check.
Okay. So, each choice is graded, blah, blah, blah. You know what? I'm not even going to read it. It's probably fine. Okay. Oh my gosh, there's so much reading. You are drifting through darkness, floating, weightless, blah, blah, blah. You realize you're unconscious. Okay, so you're unconscious.
I realize I'm unconscious.
You wake your...
Wait. Can we marinate on that for a second? I realize I'm unconscious.
Or no, you're coming out of unconsciousness.
Okay.
Coming out of unconsciousness, now you're awake, and now there's a dude, and like you notice a man stooped over some object to your right and try to call to him, but your voice does not work. Regardless, the man looks at you, and it is then that you see it is blah, blah, blah. Okay, so you panic because it's a zombie. The thing is a zombie. The first thing you notice is a sharp stabbing pain in your head. Reaching up, you feel your hair matted with blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah. Okay, so you're bitten by a zombie.
Okay.
I'm just skimming this. There's so many words.
I mean, it's a choose-your-own-adventure.
It is a choose-your-own-adventure, and I know it's a book.
It's supposed to be a storybook. You gotta read it. That's, like, the book part.
Come
on, guy.
Okay, so your name is Greg Bradley.
Greg Bradley.
You say your name yourself, reading the name off the ID.
Bradley. Greg Bradley on WMFO 91.5.
Let's see. You check through your possessions because you're because you were knocked out. You find a crushed cell phone that's totally dead. Keys to a Toyota, a house key, a P.O. box key, a lot of keys, an elevator key, lots of keys. And you have a small LED light on your flashlight, so that's good, I guess.
Bless you.
Oh, my goodness, these things are so long. Okay, so do you wait quietly for help to arrive? Do you bind your head with a cloth from your shirt? Do you call out to whoever's there?
Wait. Repeat that?
So you have five options of
what
things
you can
do.
What was the second one? I heard
the second
first.
One was bind your head with cloth
from
your shirt on your injury. Call out to whoever's there. Try to sneak towards the source of the sound without revealing your presence. Ignore the sound and climb through the wreckage to the front of the subway train, or ignore the sound and climb to the back of the subway train.
Do I know which direction the sound is coming from?
No.
Okay, I would try and stealthily find what the sound is, because if I accidentally wander upon it...
So try to sneak toward the sound without revealing your
presence. That's my option.
All right, then. Boo-ba-doo-ba-doo.
Ba-da-da-da.
I'm just skimming this.
Dude, it's a book. Our listeners want to hear the book.
All right. You hear a moaning, and you follow it where two cars are slammed together side to side. There, a man is trapped between two cars just above the waist. You have no idea, blah, blah, blah.
Bro, the man looks, it's literally a book.
It's a book. I'm skimming it. There's a lot. It's like two paragraphs. I've done enough reading today.
It's tomorrow.
I've done enough reading this morning. Okay. So he's pinned. Do you go to see if you can help the poor soul? Maybe it's not as bad as it looks. Do you ignore the person in the wreckage and climb through the mess to the front of the subway following bloody footprints? Or do you ignore the person in the wreckage and climb through the mess towards the rear of the subway? So do you cheat?
At this point, do I have any knowledge that it's a zombie scenario?
Currently no.
Okay, I would go see if I can help.
Okay.
Just realistically in this scenario.
Okay.
Before I knew something was up.
As you approach the man, he looks up and moans loudly, reaching with his free arm towards you. Going around behind him, you reach under your arm in an attempt to pull him free. Not only is he stuck fast, but he tries to bite your arm as you try to help him. You pull back just in time, and the man begins to pull himself out between the two cars. But then he pulled himself in half. There's a lot of detail. So, do you find a large stone and smash his head? Do you flee the wreckage from the front of the car? It can't follow you very fast, so it's fine. Or do you flee towards the back of the car, because it can't follow you that fast?
Is the front of the car back both open?
Is the what?
Are they open, the front and the back?
Doesn't say.
Okay. Is the car, like, stopped in the station?
Yes. It stopped in the tunnels.
It stopped in the tunnels. I would probably move to the front, just because if he's cut in half, I'm not too worried.
Okay.
And then I could potentially go through the forward.
Alright, so you're going to the front.
Okay.
Blah, blah, blah. You're running. You are climbing through the cars. There's a lot of collateral damage that I'm just kind of skimming through.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I'm sure the listeners aren't interested.
In the collateral damage? When there's paragraphs of it, it can get kind of tedious, I think. Okay, you get to the front of the car. Awesome. You see that it's completely flattened under the rear car by another car. And you can't really get out. Continuing on. Okay, so you call through more cars. for much the same scene. It's just like the trains just messed. As you approach, you see more bloody footprints in the car, in the trail of the direction of the train that was from the way that the train was going. You see footsteps. Okay, so I have to search the train's control room before you decide what to do. Train's control room is locked, because of course it is. You see the driver. Okay, driver's dead.
Good.
I hope his insurance covers that.
I hope he stays dead.
Oh my god, the play length for this is 8 to 8? Or 8 out of 8? Okay, this one's long. We might have to put a pin in this for now.
Okay.
Except he's not dead, he's a zombie! Whoa! But he's trapped, so it's fine. Okay.
But you find a
CB radio, so now you're gonna look in the CB radio.
Call truckers.
Yeah, you can call truckers.
Yeah.
They'll come to your rescue. So you don't hear a response for a while, and then you say. And then you call in like, "Help, I'm stuck in a train." And then someone replies, this is Officer Main of the third precinct. Who is this? Over. My name is Greg Bradley. You identify yourself. I'm on a subway train down in the tunnels. I don't know exactly where I am. Everyone on board is either dead or gone. You hear an awkward pause coming from the end of ba-da-ba-da. Greg. It's not easy to tell you this, but the whole world is gone to blank.
That's some great dialogue, right?
Yeah, right? Let's see, there's poison... there's everything. We're talking bioweapons. We're talking poisonous gases. We're talking viruses. And there's zombies.
Bernie's America.
And, yeah, exactly. No, you say quietly, because you can't believe that the whole world has exploded. All right, then, here's what you need to do. Follow the tracks to the first station and get above ground. The first thing you should do is avoid any zombies, blah, 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 make it to the city surface. Then he's like, all right, awesome. On the other side of the so you have to go through a manhole, blah, 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 blah. You have to do all these directions. I'm injured and I have a head wound. What should I do? And he's like, do not go to any hospital. They're all overrun with zombies.
Typical.
Of course they are. We have single supplies and blah, blah, blah. Okay, it's fine. So that's what you do. Take a moment to get through the station. Okay, so when you get to the station, you get the watch and it's 6:35. So, do you take a heavy fire extinguisher? Okay, so you have four options. Ready? Okay, do you take the heavy fire extinguisher and continue heading further into the city in the direction the train was going? Do you leave the heavy fire extinguisher and continue heading further into the city? Or do you take the heavy fire extinguisher and head back the way you came from the direction you came from? Or leave the heavy fire extinguisher and go back the way you came?
Yeah, I'm gonna take it and go forward.
Take it and go into the city?
Worst case scenario.
Worst case scenario. Like, how long even is this?
Break it.
Okay, so you see a zombie. What do you do? Do you flee back the way you came? Do you attack it with a crowbar? Or
where's the crowbar?
Apparently you also have a crowbar.
Oh, nice.
I didn't even read this one.
Okay.
Or do you distract it with a fire extinguisher and then attack it with your crowbar?
Yeah, I'm gonna just kill it.
You're just gonna kill it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, do you distract it first and then kill it, or do you just kill it?
I'll just kill it.
You just kill it. Okay. Let's see.
Also, I feel like distractions are better if there's another person to distract.
Yeah, okay.
It's just like, look at me.
Cool, you got the zombie. Let's see, you're walking, you're in the station. Cool, you got to the station. Alright, you have a lot of options. Apparently there's zombies, but I'm not even reading it, so who knows. So do you? You have six options. Do you make a run for the turnstile gate through the zombie horde? Do you use a heavy fire extinguisher to disorient and bull rush your way through the zombies? Do you try to sneak unnoticed through a red door? Do you try to slip unnoticed to the other side of the tunnels and keep going? Or do you turn around and head back the way you came?
I try and go by unnoticed.
Okay. Through the red door or through continue on through the station.
I like the Red Door. It seems creepy.
Let's go to the Red Door.
All the savage.
All right. A lot of words. Okay. So do you... All right. So zombies are chasing you. You got through the door, and you're trapped.
Okay.
Do you use the crowbar to secure the door? Do you secure the door with a fire axe that's near you on the ground, or do you make a run for it?
Yeah, I'm gonna do it with the axe that's on the ground so I can keep my...
All right, secure the door.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You put the thing in and it's not working. You have four and the zombies got through. You have four options. But you can only take one weapon. Do you choose the... Wait, oh no, you can take multiple weapons.
Oh, okay.
Do you choose the fire axe and scout the stairs with the options of returning there if it's secure? Do you choose the crowbar and scout? Do you choose the fire axe and search the room where you are now before heading upstairs? Or do you choose the crowbar and search?
I like the fire axe. It seems like it'd be cool to kill people with.
Cool. So you're going up some stairs. Jesus, there's so much. Okay. Do you enter the corridor around the area for an exit? Do you open the doors to try to figure out the lock first? Or do you just leave the door closed and continue on your way?
I try and open it.
Alright, so you have to make a number code using the numbers 1, 2, 9, and 9. Pick a code.
What? Oh. I like 2919.
2919.
Don't ask me why, I'm not quite sure.
Okay, I'm getting kind of bored. You want to not do this?
Yes, sir. Okay.
I did not know these would be this long.
But you should definitely queue up. Are we on air?
Yes, we are.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hello, Mike, yeah, we're still on air.
What was that song I was going to suggest? What's that song I always suggest?
I don't know. I feel like the public is sick of our voices, so we're just going to enjoy the beautiful sound of music.
Bye. Mike, yeah. Check. Mike.
Announcement for you guys.
Hi, this is DJ Mike Check, and this is Grill Safety Public Service Announcement.
Ooh, very important.
Summer is a super time to cook so many tasty kinds of foods, including vegetables on an outdoor barbecue. But some of the worst fires in Somerville and Medford, as well as other urban areas, have been caused by grills left unattended on porches.
I thought it was from my albums.
Chris, we got dead air. Always move a grill at least 10 feet away from any building before lighting it. Don't even think about using it on a porch. And never, ever, ever, ever leave a lit or smoldering grill unattended. If you observe smoke coming from a porch or building, call 911. If you see people grilling on a porch, call the fire department. If you're not being a cranky neighbor, you're a concerned citizen. A public service message from the firefighters of Somerville and WMFO. Hey! In Medford, Tufts
Bless
Community
you.
Radio. You're welcome.
That was a really good announcement.
Well, thank you,
sir. It's very contemporary now that we're entering fall and stuff.
Fall.
Cool. All right.
feels good for the first time in a long time now. To an animal, but white people think I'm radical. Supermodels think I'm handsome. You might think I'm too aggressive, but really I think I'm too passive.
Yes, I did. So I packed it up and brought it back to the crib. Just a little something to show you how we live. Everybody want it, but it ain't that serious. That's that shit. So if you gon' do it just like this.
Did you realize?
You don't see just how wild the crowd is. You don't see just how fly my style is. I don't see why I need a stylist. When I shot so much, I can speak Italian. I don't know, I just want it better for my kids. And I ain't saying we was from the projects, but every time I want to lay away or deposit, my daddy say when you see clothes, close your eyelids. We was sort of like Will Smith and his son. In the movie, I ain't talking about the rich ones. Cause every summer, he'd get some brand new head brain scheme to get rich from. And I don't know what he did for dope, but he'd send me back to school with a new wardrobe. And hey,
hey.
I think he did when he packed it up and brought it back to the crib. Just a little something to show you how we live. Everything I wanted, man, it seems so serious. That's that shit. So if you gon' do it just like this.
Did you realize that you are a champion?
When it feel like living's harder than dying. For me, giving up's way harder than trying. Lauryn Hill said her heart was in Zion. I wish her heart still was in rhyming. Kids gon' listen to, huh? I guess me if it isn't you. Last week I paid a visit to the institute. They got the dropout keeping kids in the school. I guess I clean up my act like Prince do. If not for the pleasure, least for the principal. They got the CD, then got to see me drop gems like I dropped out of PE. They used to feel invisible. Now they know they invincible.
Did you realize?
Hey.
Champion, runners in the mark, they pop the gun. Stand up, stand up, here he comes. Tell me what it takes to be number one. Tell me what it takes to be number one. This is the story of a champion. Runners in the mark, they pop the gun. Stand up, stand up, here he comes. Tell me what it takes to be number one. Tell me what it takes to be number one. Did you realize?
Yes, I did. So I packed it up and brought it back to the crib. Just a little something to show you how we live. Everybody want it, but it ain't that serious. That's that shit. So if you gon' do it just like this. Like
did you
this.
That you are a
thank you.
Back.
Hello.
Yeah, I told you I'd be turning the mics on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we have to be out of here in 4 minutes because another amazing show is coming on after us. I don't know who they are, but I bet it's going to be amazing. So, True, do you have any last words? True is going to train as a DJ. True is going to be you were listening to the future of WMFO in Medford.
Hello.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. The future. Truitt. What does the future hold?
Stuff, I guess. I don't know. I don't know anything. I'm dumb.
You heard it here first. Well, it has a pleasure as always, and I am going to remember the name of the song, and it's got it. I found the song I was looking for. It's a brief one, but it is a beautiful one. And it will fit in the time limit. So, everyone, please enjoy The Beatles again.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the line of a dark black night. Learn to fly all your life.